is his name. If God's done anything for you, why don't you just take a minute and put your hands together and praise him. Amen. God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. God, we exalt you. Amen. We adore you. Amen. We praise the name of the Lord. Ain't God good? Ah, you got to say it like you mean it. Ain't God good? Amen. Turn around, tell somebody. Amen. Shake their hand, smile, say, man, it's awesome to have you in church with me. Amen. Make sure everybody knows you're happy to have them here, worshiping God with us today. Celebrated here today, and I think God's got some great things for us in store. And our Spanish church is with us.
Nuestra congregación de español está con nosotros.
And Sister Daisy, our Spanish
Daisy,
pastor's wife,
la esposa del pastor.
Amen, is going to be with me today.
Va a estar con nosotros hoy.
And so you're going to feel like
van a sentirse como
that you're in a foreign country.
Que están en un país totalmente
whether
diferente.
You're speaking English or Spanish. Amen. We have a French culture that's normally here. And I regret that they're not here.
Lamento que no estén aquí.
Yeah, we'd love to have a French translator.
Intérprete francés.
It'd be cool to have a Chinese translator.
Muy padre tener aquí una,
and
traductora Chinese.
I won't make you go through all of them. If I was here by myself, I'd name a bunch of languages. Amen. But the gospel is for all
pero
nations.
El evangelio es para todas las naciones,
all peoples.
Para todas las personas,
all cultures.
Para todas las culturas,
all financial
para todas
strata.
Las finanzas,
amen.
Rich
or poor.
Para rico o para el pobre.
Black or white.
Para el negro, para el blanco.
Brown or blue.
Café o azul.
Amen. The gospel's for all
el
of us.
El evangelio es para todos.
Amen. Amen. So we're very thankful that you're here.
Estamos muy agradecidos que estén aquí.
And this is a little different for us.
Y eso es un poco diferente para nosotros.
And it's a little different for you.
Y es un poco diferente para ustedes.
But we're happy you're here.
Pero estamos contentos de
and I promise, they're asking me. We have lunch downstairs.
Vamos a tener comida en la parte de allá abajo.
And because we're preaching the sermon twice,
estamos predicando el sermón
once
veces,
in English, once in Spanish,
en inglés, en otro en español,
they're warning me I can't preach twice
no
as long.
Puedo predicar así de rápido los dos veces.
So I've got to preach less than
pero
half of my
voy a
sermon
predicar un poco menos de mi predicación
because she's preaching
porque
it again.
Ella está predicando también.
Amen. And I hope that you will stay
espero
for us.
Y se levante todos.
We're baptizing David.
Vamos a bautizar a David.
Amen. His family is here with us.
Su familia está aquí con nosotros.
We're thankful they're here. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. I want to read one verse,
quiero leer
and
un
then
versículo.
I'll let you be seated.
Y luego ya dejo que se sienten.
Isaiah 56.
Isaías 56.
I want to start at verse 6.
Isaías 56.
Isaiah 56 and 6.
En el verse 56 versos del 6 al 1.
6 through 8.
Del 6 al 8, perdón.
And also the sons of the stranger.
Y los hijos de los extranjeros.
That joined themselves to the Lord.
Que siguieron a Jehová para servirle.
To serve him.
Para servirle.
To love the Lord, the name of the Lord.
Y que amen el nombre de Jehová.
To be his servants.
Para ser sus siervos.
Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it.
A todos los que guarden el día de reposo para no profanarlo.
Take hold of my covenant.
Y abracen mi pacto.
Even them will I bring to my holy mountain.
Yo los llevaré a mi santo monte.
And make them joyful in my house of prayer.
Y los recrearé en mi casa de oración.
Their burnt offerings and sacrifices.
Sus holocaustos y sus sacrificios.
Shall be accepted upon mine altar.
Serán aceptados sobre mi altar.
For mine house shall be called.
Porque mi casa se llamará.
A house of prayer.
Será llamada casa de oración para todos los pueblos.
Amen. The Lord God which gathereth the outcasts,
dice Jehová el Señor,
I will gather to others to him,
el que ruine a los dispersos de Israel,
besides those that are gathered to him.
Juntaré sobre él sus congregadores.
Amen. A call for all nations and all peoples to gather together.
Llamamos a todas las naciones y a todas las personas que se unan juntos.
Would you pray with me and we'll be seated. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for your great grace, your abundant, overwhelming mercy. Amen. God, we trust you today. Anoint the word of God.
Unge tu palabra.
Anoint the preacher in the pew.
Unge el que está predicando.
I pray, God, that your spirit would lead us.
Oro, Señor, que tu Espíritu Santo nos guíe.
Draw us closer to you, I pray.
Y que nos acerque hacia ti, Señor.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody said amen.
Todos digan amén.
Amen. God bless you. May be seated.
Dios les bendiga. Pueden sentarse.
Now we're going to do something.
Ahora vamos a hacer algo.
And I've got a helper here.
Y tengo un ayudante aquí.
Do you have this? Yeah. Okay, there was around 200, so 1,800 years ago,
someone—I'm
not sure who—no
sé
quién—wrote a letter to try and explain
una carta para tratar de explicar
what is a Christian.
¿Qué es un cristiano?
Sometimes when a preacher preaches,
cuando el predicador predica,
people say, "Oh, that's your opinion."
Muchos dicen, "Ah, esa es tu opinión."
I don't know the guy. I don't know either one of these gentlemen.
A ninguno de estos hombres,
the writer or the receiver.
El que escribió ni el que recibió.
But his letter lives on.
Pero su carta sigue hasta la fecha.
And I think this
y
would
yo
be
creo que
something
este
significant for you to hear.
Para que ustedes escuchen.
We know the Bible
sabemos
is over about 2,000 years old.
Es casi alrededor de 2000
the
años,
New Testament anyway.
El Nuevo Testamento, Nuevo Testamento, podemos decir.
And so I want you
entonces,
to hear this letter.
Quiero que escuchen esta carta.
A description from 150 years after Christianity was founded.
1500 años atrás, después de que fue encontrado el Evangelio de
Cristo. So I asked someone else to read it.
So voy a permitir que alguien más lo lea.
He's going to read a paragraph and she's going to read the paragraph in Spanish.
Él va a leer un párrafo y ella va a leer otro párrafo en español.
And there are five paragraphs.
Y hay cinco párrafos.
That's a Spanish one. You don't want that one.
Christians are indistinguishably from other men either by indistinguishably from other men either by nationality, language, or customs. They do not inhabit separate cities of their own, or speak a strange dialect, or follow some outlandish way of life. Their teaching is not based upon reveries inspired by the curiosity of men, unlike some other people. They champion no purely human doctrine. They regard to dress, food, and manner of life in general. They follow the customs of whatever city they happen to be living in, whether it be Greek or foreign.
De una carta a Diogneto, los cristianos no se distinguen de los demás hombres, ni por su nacionalidad, ni por su lengua, ni por su religión, ni por sus costumbres. Ni viven en ciudades separadas, ni hablan un dialecto extraño, ni siguen un modo de vida extraño. Sus enseñanzas no se basan en ensañaciones inspiradas a las curiosidades de los hombres.
And yet there is something extraordinary about their lives. They live in their own countries as though they were only passing through. They plan their full role as a citizen, but labor under all the disabilities of aliens. Any country can be their homeland, but for them, their homeland, wherever it may be, is a foreign country. Like others, they marry and have children, but they do not expose them. They share their meals, but not their wives.
A A diferencia de otras personas, no defiende ninguna doctrina puramente humana. En lo que respecta a la vestimenta, la comida y el modo de vida en general, siguen las costumbres de la ciudad en la que viven, ya sea griega o extranjera, y sin embargo, hay algo extraordinario en sus vidas. Viven en sus propios países como si estuvieran de paso. Desempeñan plenamente su papel de ciudadanos, pero trabajan con todas las desventajas de los extranjeros. Cualquier país puede ser su patria, pero para ellos su patria, donde sea que esté, es un país extranjero. Como otros, se casan y tienen hijos, pero no tienen hijos. No les expongan entonces. Comparten sus comidas, pero no sus esposas.
They live in the flesh, but they are not governed by the desires of their flesh, of the flesh. They pass their days upon earth, but they are citizens of heaven. Obedient to the laws, they yet live on a level that transcends the law. Christians love all men, but all men persecute them. Condemned because they are not understood, they are put to death, but raised to life again. They live in poverty, but enrich many. They are totally destitute, but possess an abundance of everything. They suffer dishonor, but that is their glory. They are defamed, but vindicated. A blessing is their answer to the malefactors. A blessing is their answer to the abuse. My bad. A blessing is their answer to dishonor, but their glory. But I'm sorry. I'm really bad at doing this. A blessing is their answer to abuse. Deference, their response to insult. For the good they do, they receive the punishment of malefactors, but even then they rejoice, as though receiving the gift of life. They are attacked by the Jews as aliens. They are persecuted by the Greeks, yet no one can explain the reason for this hatred.
I'm sorry. I got lost. Viven en la carne, pero no están gobernados por las guardias de la carne. Pasan sus días en la tierra, pero son ciudadanos del cielo, obedientes a las leyes. Viven, sin embargo, en un nivel que transciende la ley. Los cristianos aman a todos los hombres, pero todos los hombres los persiguen. Condenados porque no son comprendidos. Son condenados a muerte, pero resucitados. Viven en la pobreza, pero muchos son víctimas. Están totalmente desamparados, pero poseen una abundancia en todo. Sufren deshonra, pero en su gloria. Son difamados, pero reivindicados. Una bendición es su respuesta a todo. Deferencia su respuesta a la injuria.
To speak in general terms, we may say that the Christian is to the world that the soul is to the body. As the soul is present in every part of the body while remaining distinct from it, so Christians are found in all the cities of the world, but cannot be identified with the world. As the visible body contains the invisible soul, so Christians are seen living in the world, but their religious life remains unseen. The body hates the soul and wars against it, not because any injury the soul has done it, but because the restrictions the soul places on its pleasures. Similarly, the world hates the Christians not because they have done it any wrong, but because they are opposed to its enjoyments.
Hablando en términos generales, podemos decir que el cristiano es el al mundo lo que el alma es al cuerpo. Así como el alma está presente en todas las partes del cuerpo, aunque permanece distinta de él, los cristianos se encuentran en todas las ciudades del mundo, pero no pueden identificarse con la obra. Así como el cuerpo vital contiene el alma inmutable, así también los cristianos viven en el mundo, pero su vida religiosa permanece inmutable. El cuerpo odia al alma y hace la guerra, no por el daño que el alma le haya hecho, sino por la restricción que el alma impone sus placeres.
Christians love those who hate them. just as the soul loves the body and all its members despite the body's hatred. It is by the soul, enclosed within the body, that the body is held together, and similarly, it is by the Christians detained in the world as in a prison that the world is held together. The soul through immortal has a mortal dwelling place, and Christians also live for a time amidst perishable things, while awaiting the freedom from change and decay that will be theirs in heaven. As the soul benefits from the deprivation of food and drink, so Christians flourish under persecution. Such is the Christian's lofty and divinely appointed function, from which he is not permitted to execute himself.
De modo similar, el mundo odia a los cristianos, no porque les haya hecho algo malo, sino porque se oponen a sus goces. Los cristianos aman a quienes los odian, así como el alma ama al cuerpo, y a todos sus miembros a pesar del odio del cuerpo. Es por el alma, encerrada dentro del cuerpo, que el cuerpo se mantiene unido, y de manera similar es por los cristianos, detenidos en el mundo como una prisión, que el mundo se mantiene unido. El alma, aunque inmortal, tiene una morada mortal, y los cristianos también viven por un tiempo entre cosas perecederas, mientras esperan la libertad del cambio y de la decadencia que les espera en el cielo, así como el alma se beneficia de la depravación de la comida y la bebida, así los cristianos prosperan bajo la persecución. Tal es la función elevada y divinamente designada del cristiano, que no se le permite a sí mismo desde el cielo de una carta a Dingretas.
Amen.
Amen.
So the nature that we're called
la
to,
naturaleza en que estamos siendo llamados,
and that we're created for,
y la que fuimos creada,
amen, is an overcoming nature.
Es una naturaleza sobrellevada.
It's designed by God.
Está diseñada por el Señor.
To be an overcoming nature.
Para que nosotros sobrellevemos esa naturaleza.
For a few moments, I want to take a look.
Vamos a ver
at a couple of individuals scripturally.
Algunos escrituras.
Genesis 1 or 12:3.
Genesis.
A promise to Abraham is.
Genesis 12.
I will bless them who bless you. 12:3.
Genesis 12:3.
I will bless them who bless you.
Bendeciré a los que te bendicen.
And whoever curses you.
Y a los que te maldijeren.
I will curse.
Maldiciré.
And all the peoples.
Y serán benditas.
Of the earth.
En ti todas las familias.
Will be blessed because of you.
Todos serán bendecidos por causa tuya.
So the promise from the very
entonces,
foundation.
En la promesa desde la fundación.
God establishes Abraham.
Dios establece a Abraham.
As a father of faith.
Como el padre de fe.
And a father of the faithful.
Y el padre de todo aquel que cree.
And the promise to Abraham is.
La promesa de Abraham fue.
That I'm going to bless you.
Que voy a bendecirte.
And through you.
Y por medio de ti.
I'm going to bless the whole world.
Voy a bendecir a todo el mundo.
It's going to be a blessing that you're here.
Va a ser una bendición que tú estés aquí.
You're going to be a benefit to the world.
Vas a beneficiar para el Señor.
If you overcome by your faith.
Si tú sobrellevas tu fe.
Amen. You're going to benefit the world.
Tú vas a beneficiar al mundo.
Amen. Sometimes I find.
A veces encuentro.
Even Christians.
Que algunos cristianos.
Wrestling with the idea,
que están peleando con la idea,
and can I make it through?
Y que no pueden.
Is God with me?
¿Está Dios conmigo?
Is God going to fight for me?
¿Dios va a pelear por mí?
Does God know where I'm at?
¿Dios sabe dónde
Does
yo
God
estoy?
Know what I'm
Dios
going
sabe
through?
Para, qué es lo que estoy
Is
pasando?
He aware?
¿Está él atento?
Is he awake?
¿Él está despierto?
Amen. I want you to get
Quiero
a different look
tengan otro tipo de perspectiva
at the promises of God.
De las promesas de Dios.
God has a
Dios
purpose
tiene un propósito
for the gospel
del evangelio
that all the nations
que todas
of the world
las naciones del mundo
would be blessed.
Sean bendecidas.
Amen. That means
Eso
through you.
Por medio de ti.
Through your faith.
para, por medio de tu fe,
through your living for God,
por tu manera de vivir para el Señor,
you're a blessing to other people.
Tú eres una bendición para otras personas.
You're a blessing to your community.
Tú eres una bendición para tu comunidad.
You're a blessing to your workforce.
Para donde tú trabajas.
You're a blessing to your job.
Eres una bendición para donde trabajas.
You're a blessing to your people.
Eres una bendición para tu familia.
Whatever people you represent.
Para cualquier persona que tú representes.
Spanish,
español,
African,
africano,
Asian,
asiático.
It does not matter.
No importa.
The gospel is not limited to your culture.
No está limitado para tu
cultura. The gospel is not limited to your wallet.
El evangelio no está solamente para tu familia.
The gospel is not limited to the color of your skin.
No está limitado al color de tu piel.
Amen. There is not going to be a white heaven,
no va a haber sobre mujeres blancas,
a brown heaven,
a un cielo de puros
a black heaven,
morenos, a un cielo de puros
a green
negros,
heaven,
un cielo de puros verdes,
a blue heaven,
de puros azules,
a rich heaven,
de puros ricos,
a poor heaven,
de puros pobres,
a crippled heaven,
de puros cojos,
and a healed heaven,
de aquellos que fueron sanados.
Amen. There's only one heaven.
Hay un
Amen.
Cielo.
And we are all part of that one heaven through Christ
cielo.
Jesus our Lord.
Por medio del Señor Jesucristo,
we are designed
Señor.
To be one people, one nation, a nation apart. Amen. A nation not of this world. A nation not bound by our color. Not bound by our language.
No por nuestra lengua.
Not bound by our family's identity. Not bound because our family was alcoholics. Because your family was in the drugs. Because of divorce in your family. Amen. I believe God can break all the cycles that bind us. Amen. And we can rise above.
Podemos levantarnos.
And I'll tell you why I believe that.
Y te voy a decir por qué yo creo en esto.
Amen. Because listen to me. I know
Escúchame,
some people wrestle with this.
Algunos pelean con esto.
Amen. Jesus said,
Jesús dice,
you are the light of the world.
Tú eres la luz del mundo.
He said, you
dice, tú eres
are the light of the world.
La luz del mundo.
Amen. He said, don't take the light dice, and put it under a bushel.
No escondas tu luz.
Amen. Our addiction ministry that meets on Thursday night.
Los jueves aquí se reúnen la gente que tiene adicciones.
Says we need to not be ashamed.
Y necesitan decir no tenemos que tenemos que tener vergüenza de lo que hemos hecho en nuestro pasado.
But then we need to live out loud.
Pero tenemos que vivirlo.
And I think that's something that the church
es algo que la iglesia necesita.
Ought to do.
Hacer.
I once was lost,
yo algún día estuve perdido,
but now I'm found.
Pero ahora fui encontrado.
I once was blind,
un día estuve
but
ciego,
now I see.
Pero ahora ya veo.
Amen. I once was whatever you once were.
Lo que tú eras.
I was addicted.
Yo tenía adicciones.
I was an alcoholic.
Yo era un alcohólico.
I was abused.
Yo fui abusado.
I was a victim.
Yo fui una víctima.
Amen. But no longer.
Pero ya no más.
Amen. I am a child of God.
Ahora yo soy un hijo
Amen.
De Dios.
He is my heavenly Father.
Y él es mi padre.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I don't have to be bound anymore.
Y ya no tengo
I don't have to be addicted anymore.
Ya no tengo que tener
Amen. Because he wants me
Porque
to let my
él
light shine.
Que yo vive como
I should
hijo.
Not be ashamed of my past.
Yo no tendría por qué avergonzarme
Amen.
De mi pasado.
Because he has rescued me
Porque
from
él me
my
rescató
past.
De todo eso.
He has saved me.
Él me salvó.
Amen. The Bible says
La
but
Biblia
ye are washed.
Que fuimos lavados.
He says that after a litany of things. We were liars.
Algún día fuimos mentirosos.
We were cheats.
Fuimos engañosos.
Amen. We were philanderers. That would be the word we would use. Philanderers, men that played around.
O éramos aquellos que nomás les gustaba jugar.
Amen. But you're washed.
Pero fuimos lavados.
And something happens when you're washed.
Algo pasó cuando fuiste lavado.
David's getting baptized
David
in the name of the Lord.
David se va a bautizar en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. I'm so happy about
Estoy
that.
Estoy muy contento por ello.
Amen. Acts 2:38 says, repent.
Hechos 2:38 dice, arrepiéntense.
And be baptized, every one of you.
Y sean bautizados cada uno de ustedes en el nombre
In the name of Jesus Christ.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
For the remission of sins.
De sus pecados.
Amen. I believe that part.
Yo creo.
applies today.
Que eso todavía
that God washes away your sins.
Hoy el Señor puede lavar tus pecados.
He's not joining Elkhart Life Church.
No nomás es para esta iglesia de Elkhart Life.
He's not joining a Pentecostal movement.
No solamente por el movimiento pentecostés.
Amen. But his sins are being literally washed away.
Pero literalmente nuestros pecados van a ser lavados.
And he can be a new creature in Christ.
Y tú puedes ser una nueva criatura en el Señor.
Amen. Because of the promise of the word of God.
Por la promesa de la palabra del
Señor. And whatever's gone on in his life before, I don't know all the details,
no
and don't tell me if you don't want to.
En su vida, no tiene que contarme
I'm not
lo que
asking
pasó,
the
no
details.
Estoy preguntando los detalles.
Amen. But God can
Pero Dios
lift you up and out.
Te puede levantar.
Put your feet on a rock.
Te pone los pies sobre la roca.
Let you be a city set upon a hill.
Te va a poner un sello.
Whose light cannot be hid.
Y todo cambiará.
How about a minute? Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Dale un aplauso al Señor.
Hallelujah. If you just scan the Old Testament.
Si vamos por el Viejo Testamento.
Isaiah 49 and 6.
Isaías 49.
Isaiah says, and I'm going to go ahead and read it while you're finding it. Isaiah 49 and 6, and then I'll let you read it. Is it a small thing for you to be my servant to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel I have kept? I will make you a light for the Gentiles that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. It's not a New Testament idea. It's an Old Testament idea that the light would shine and reach to the ends of the earth. The Jews didn't do it that way. They kind of hoarded it because of abuse and the things that they went through. They forgot that they needed to let their light shine on a hill. Go ahead.
Dice, poco es para mí que tú seas mi siervo para levantar a las tribus de Jacob y para que restaures el remanente de Israel. También de ti por la luz de las naciones para que seas mi salvación hasta los postreros de la tierra.
Amen. So we're a light on the hill.
So somos una línea en el valle.
And the promise is an Old Testament promise.
Y la promesa es un es una promesa del Viejo Testamento.
Not just a New Testament promise.
No solamente para el Nuevo Testamento.
So God's
promesa
plan
del Nuevo Testamento.
Is to save you.
El plan del Señor es salvarte.
And then for you to be a light.
Y para que tú seas una luz.
For you to share your testimony.
Para que tú compartas tu testimonio.
Amen. He told when he was going up into heaven, Jesus
Cuando
was going
él
up into heaven.
Cuando levantado al cielo.
In
Jesús,
Acts 1 and 8.
En Hechos 1,
not 8, in my notes.
No está en mis notas.
But in Acts 1 and 8,
Pero
it says,
Hechos
ye
1,
shall
8,
be witnesses.
Dice, ellos serán testigos.
Amen. Let me just share with you. Sometimes
Deja
we think
compartir algo contigo.
Biblical
veces
language
pensamos,
doesn't sound like English.
El lenguaje bíblico como que no suena muy bien.
Anybody ever been to court?
¿Alguna de ustedes ha venido a
corte? Anybody ever had to testify in court?
¿Algunos han tenido que testificar en corte?
Amen. They used to have you come up and lay your hand on a Bible.
Te ponían y tenías que poner tu
they
mano
don't do
sobre
this
la Biblia.
Too much anymore.
Ya no lo hacen.
Lay
ahora
your hand
seguido,
on the Bible.
Ponían la mano sobre la Biblia.
Raise your right hand.
Levantabas la mano derecha.
And say, I
y decir,
swear.
Yo juro.
To tell the truth.
Decir la verdad.
The whole truth
y solo la verdad,
and nothing but the truth.
Y nada más que la verdad.
So help me God.
So que Dios me ayude.
They don't do it exactly like that
ya
anymore.
No lo hacen ahora.
But you're literally saying,
Pero
I'm
going to
testify.
Voy a testificar.
Which means I'm going to tell somebody.
Que yo le voy a decir a alguien.
In case you're wondering,
por si alguna vez tengas duda,
the whole intent of the gospel
toda la intención del evangelio
is so you will tell
es
somebody.
Para que tú le digas a alguien.
It doesn't say,
no dice,
don't tell somebody
no
because you're timid.
No le digas a nadie.
Don't tell somebody because you're not perfect.
No le digas a alguien porque no eres perfecto.
Don't tell somebody because
no
they're different than you are.
No le digas a alguien porque son diferentes a ti.
Look around.
Mira alrededor.
Amen. Anybody in the room just like
¿Alguien
me?
Aquí en el cuarto?
Everybody say, thank God, no. We're all different.
Todos somos diferentes.
We're all a little weird to
Todos
each other.
Somos un poco extraños.
Amen. But you go ahead and
Pero
testify.
Tú testifica.
Because you never can tell
Porque
when
nunca
somebody
sabrás cuando alguien
will hear your
va a
testimony
tu testimonio.
And the light of faith
y
will begin to spark in their heart and in their life.
Salir en su corazón.
Amen. And they'll begin to believe, well, maybe what I've been hearing in my
todo
head
lo que
is not true.
Escuchando en mi cabeza no es verdad.
Maybe there's hope for me.
Tal vez hay esperanza para mí.
I'm telling you,
yo te estoy
you
diciendo,
speaking the gospel
habla el evangelio,
can change somebody's life.
Cuando tú hablas el evangelio puede cambiar la vida de alguien.
Just one time, one
solamente
phrase,
una palabra, un versículo,
that God can save you,
que Dios puede salvarlos,
that God can heal your sickness,
que Dios puede sanar,
that God can answer your prayer,
que Dios puede responder,
that God can heal your marriage,
que Dios puede salvar,
that God can heal the pain that you've gone through. Amen. And somebody hear that. Somebody hear that.
Alguien escuche esto.
And say, well, maybe it's true.
Y diga, tal vez sea cierto.
Maybe I ought to go find out
tal
if it's really true.
Necesito saber si esta es la verdad.
Because the enemy's doing a great
porque
job
el
in our
enemigo
earth.
Está haciendo mejor trabajo que
convincing
nosotros.
People that there is no
a la
hope.
Gente que no hay esperanza.
But I'm here to
pero
declare
yo estoy aquí
there is hope in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is hope for a changed life. There is hope to have sins washed away. There's a hope for healing. There's a hope for salvation. There's a hope for heaven. There's hope for life everlasting. And there's a promise. There's a promise that you'll be the light of the world.
Que tú eres la luz del mundo.
Now let me translate that.
Ahora, déjeme traducir esto.
Amen. What that means is if you're having trouble,
que si tienes algún problema,
you're home alone,
si estás solo en casa,
and your old life tries to creep up on you,
y algo trata de estar detrás de ti,
and it says, I'm bigger than you, or
y te
I'm
dice,
stronger
yo soy
than
mayor
you,
que tú, yo tengo más
I'm meaner
que
than
tú,
you,
yo soy más grande que
it's
tú.
More fun out there in the world.
Es más divertido allá en el mundo.
Amen. Let me tell you what
déjame
you do.
Decirte lo que vas a decir.
You point your finger in his face,
pones tu dedo,
and said, you're a liar.
Y le dices, eres un
amen.
Mentiroso.
I'm the light of the world.
Yo soy la luz del mundo.
Amen. Jesus said, I'm going to be set upon a hill, a light that cannot be hid.
Yo puedo ser una,
and
yo
I'm not about to let the enemy turn my light off.
Que me siga mintiendo.
I'm not about to let the enemy turn
no
my light off.
Que el
amen, because God is with me and
porque
the light.
Dios está conmigo.
The light is not my light.
La luz no es mi luz.
I'm just the moon.
Yo solamente soy un, una luna.
Amen. Have you been out at night this past couple of nights?
Estos últimos meses,
I get up early in the morning.
Yo me levanto temprano en la mañana.
Go fix me a cup of coffee.
Voy, tomo mi café.
Last day or two, I've opened the back door.
Yo abro la puerta trasera.
Stepped outside at 4 in the morning.
Fuera, a las 4 de la mañana.
And it's as bright
y está tan
as daylight.
Lumbroso como el día.
Cloudless sky.
La, el cielo se ve con
beautiful bright moon.
Una luna muy llena, muy hermosa.
But if you turn the sun off,
pero si tú apagas el sol,
the moon is black.
La luna está negra.
It produces
produce
no light.
No produce ninguna luz.
The only way
la
the moon produces
que
light
la luna puede brillar
is it's reflecting back
es porque está reflejando
the light of the sun.
La luz del sol.
Amen. So I'm not telling
entonces,
you
estoy diciendo,
that you've got the light inside
no estoy diciendo
of you.
Que tú eres la luz.
I'm telling you he's inside of you.
Que él está dentro de
and
ti.
His light
y
shines out of you.
El que brilla por medio de ti.
All you got to do is
todo
let his light shine.
Que decir,
amen. All you got to do is let his light shine.
Lo único que tienes que hacer es dejar que su luz brille.
So the children's song
los,
is exactly right.
Los this, hijos de Dios,
this little light of mine.
Tienen que cantar esta
I'm
pequeña
gonna let
luz,
it shine.
La voy a dejar brillar.
This little light of mine.
Esta pequeña luz.
I'm gonna let it
la
shine.
La voy a dejar brillar.
I hope our Sunday school still sings that.
Ojalá y todos los de la
amen.
Escuela
it's an important truth
eso.
That
eso
our children need to know.
Palabra que nuestros hijos deben saber.
Amen. You're in the darkness.
Estás en la oscuridad.
Get out of the darkness.
Salte de la oscuridad.
Amen. He's calling you to the light.
Está llamando hacia la luz.
Amen. He's calling you to salvation.
Está llamando a la salvación.
He's calling you to hope.
Él te está llamando
amen.
La esperanza.
He's calling you to peace in your mind.
Él te está llamando para la paz
he's calling
en tu
you to peace in your heart.
Para la paz en tu corazón.
Amen. How do I know it's true?
¿Cómo sé que es verdad?
Well, it's happened to me. Déjame, it's happened to lots of people in this
me ha pasado
room.
A mí, le ha pasado muchos en este
amen.
Cuarto.
I've, it's a all nations Sunday.
Es este el domingo de todas las naciones.
I've preached in China.
Yo he predicado en
lived
China.
In Hong Kong.
He vivido en Hong Kong.
I've preached in Europe.
He predicado en Europa.
I've preached in Africa.
He predicado en África.
I've preached in South America.
He predicado en
Sudamérica. Amen.
America.
I've seen the
he visto
the sick healed.
Los enfermos
Amen. Blind eyes open.
Los ciegos ver.
Demon possessed set free.
La gente que ha sido librada de demonios.
I met a man in Africa
un hombre,
who told me his wife had been dead for 4 days.
Esposa estaba cuatro días.
Amen. He's dead for 4 days.
Estaba muerta por cuatro días.
He kept praying for her and praying for her and praying for her.
Llorando por ella.
She rose back to life.
Ella se revivió.
He had a picture on the wall. He said, "That's my wife."
En ella decía, "Esa es mi esposa."
I said, "You know, I was amazed. Thank God for that."
No puedo creer que Dios.
And I asked him, "Where's your wife?"
Y le pregunté, "¿Dónde está tu esposa?"
He said, "When she came
back."
Cuando
ella regresó.
She sat up and looked at me.
Ella se sentó y me miró.
And said, "Why did you do that?"
Dijo, "¿Por qué hiciste eso?"
I don't want to live in this
yo no
world.
Quiero vivir en este
I'd
mundo.
Rather live in that world.
Yo quiero vivir en aquel mundo.
And if I ever die again,
y si me vuelvo a morir otra vez,
you leave me dead.
Déjame morir.
I don't want to come back
yo
here
no quiero
anymore.
Volver aquí.
Amen. 6 months later,
6 meses después,
she died again.
Ella se murió otra vez.
He didn't pray for her.
Y ya no oró más por ella.
He just has her picture on
solamente
the wall.
Solamente tiene la foto de ella en la pared.
Amen. And all the men that were in the room,
y todos
ministers,
los hombres que estaban ahí,
amen,
ministros,
they all were in agreement. They saw that happen.
Vieron y testificaron que eso sí sucedió.
Literally, God raised her from the dead.
La levantó el Señor de la muerte.
Amen. Why? So I could testify.
Que yo pueda testificar.
So I could say, "Well, I was there and I talked to him
decir,
and I saw the picture."
Ahí está la foto.
We had a friend of mine recently. He had a lady in church fall over and die. And they checked her pulse. And they said she's dead. And they gathered around and started praying for her.
In
about 15 minutes, the ambulance comes pulling in. And when the ambulance pulled up, she sat up. And she had been completely healed. They went ahead and took her to the hospital. They checked her out. No heart attack noticeable. No chemicals in her blood. None of that stuff. Amen. She was healed. I told the church a number of times. My wife had a disease for 20 years. Amen. We went to Hong Kong. The doctor said, "Don't take her. She could die." She was pregnant. The baby could die. Don't take her. You shouldn't do it. They're not prepared. Amen. And we took her anyway. And we went and lived there 6 months into it when the baby's supposed to be born. Amen. The baby was born. She was on medication. And the baby's born. And after the baby was born, immediately my wife was healed.
Mi esposa fue sanada.
Completely healed.
Completamente sanada.
She's been completely healed since that day.
Ha estado sana desde esa fecha.
Amen. God gives us a glimpse.
Nos da
a glimpse of what heaven's going to be like.
Algo de cómo va a ser el cielo.
Amen. Up there, there's no male or female.
Allá no hay hombre ni mujer.
There's no more black or white
no
or brown
negros,
or green.
Ni blancos, ni cafés,
there's no more rich or poor.
No hay más ricos,
amen.
Ni
we're all one.
Todos somos uno.
Amen. And so we ought to start celebrating
hay
down here. Hallelujah.
Aquí.
That we are
que
one in Christ.
Uno en Cristo.
The disciples said there's neither bond nor free,
que no estamos atados.
Jew nor Greek.
Ni griegos.
Is that Jew nor Greek? Jew nor Greek.
Que no somos ni judíos ni griegos.
There you go. I caught her. I didn't understand what she said either time, but I caught her. So the power of God,
el poder de Dios,
and the promise of God,
y la promesa de Dios,
is for salvation,
es para salvación,
for all men,
para todo el hombre.
Amen. In the New Testament,
el Nuevo Testamento,
if you look at the scriptures,
si vamos a las escrituras,
it says John 3:16.
Juan 3:16.
For God so loved the world,
por Dios amó, porque Dios amó al mundo,
that He gave
que dio
His only begotten
su unigénico hijo.
Son. That to whosoever believes
para que
in him
él cree, para todo aquel que él crea,
would not perish,
no se pierda,
but have
mas tenga
everlasting life.
Vida eterna.
Amen. Stand
Amen.
With me, would you?
Levántense.
There are other stories
hay otras historias
of humans
de humanos
who have fought battles for others.
Que han peleado batallas por otros.
Raoul Wallenberg.
Walt Wallenberg
was a Swedish diplomat.
Era un diplomático.
When the Nazis were killing the Jews,
cuando los nazis estaban matando los judíos,
he began to realize that's not right.
Empezó a dar cuenta que eso no estaba bien.
And there were buildings in Germany
había, este, lugares
that belonged to Sweden.
Que pertenecían a Sweden.
And they were considered to be Swedish territory.
Considerados como territorio de Sweden.
And he began to bring Jews in
y empezó a traer a judíos adentro
and let them live in that building and feed and take care of them.
Les daba de comer y los cuidaba.
A famous one from our history.
Un famoso de nuestra historia.
Harriet Tubman.
Harriet Tubman
ran the Underground Railroad.
Él estuvo sobre la
there are some places in this area
hay algunos lugares en esas áreas
that were part of the Underground Railroad
que estaban, que eran partes de esas Underground Railroad
to get those that were bound in the South.
Todos aquellos que estaban atados
and
en el
I'm
sur.
From the South.
Y yo soy del sur.
Amen. But mostly blacks
mayormente eran negros
that were in bondage.
Que estaban de esclavos.
She risked her life
ella arriesgó su vida
to save people,
para salvar a gente.
Get them out of the South,
para
get them into the North,
sur, para ponerlos al norte,
some of them as far away as Canada.
Tal vez hasta Canadá.
She gave herself to them.
Ella se dio para ellos.
You probably heard of Oscar Schindler.
Has escuchado de Oscar?
I've been to Oscar Schindler's grave in Jerusalem.
Al sepulcro de Oscar.
Oscar Schindler was a wealthy businessman.
Era un hombre de negocios muy rico.
But he saw what they were doing to the Nazis.
Y él vio lo que estaban haciendo
or the Nazis were doing to the Jews.
Los nazis con los judíos.
And he just couldn't imagine
y
that
no se
being
podía imaginar
normal.
Eso que fuese cosa normal.
He began rescuing children.
Él empezó a rescatar a niños.
He began signing for him, putting his life on the line.
A poner su vida a riesgo.
To save
para salvar
Jews.
A judíos,
to save children.
Para salvar a niños.
I don't have the man's name here.
No tengo su nombre aquí.
But one of the most moving
pero algo que me movió.
Monuments.
Uno, algo que movió los monumentos.
That I saw in Israel.
Que vi en Israel.
Was an image outside the Holocaust Museum.
Una imagen fuera del Holocausto.
Of a Dutch doctor.
De un doctor alemán.
He worked in a hospital
él trabajaba en un hospital,
and the Nazis came in
Nazis vinieron,
and they began to take all the old people
y empezaron
out
a llevarse todos los ancianos,
all the crazy people
toda
out
la gente loca,
and then all the y, Jewish people
y todos
out
los judíos también.
And they would disappear never to be seen
y
again
se y
and he watched them take them out
de ellos, y veían cómo se los llevaban,
and he knew they were executing
y sabían
them
que los iban a ejecutar.
And he didn't do anything
y él no hizo nada.
And they continued to take them out
continuaron y continuaron de sacarlos.
And finally they got down to the children's ward
se llevaron hasta los niños.
And they came in and said we're going to take all of these Jewish kids out
todos los niños judíos.
And we're going to load them in the truck
vamos a llevar en la
and he said where are you
troca?
Taking them and he said don't worry about
los vamos
it
a llevar, no te preocupes por ellos.
And he said they can't go by themselves they're
ellos
just
no pueden
kids
ir solos. Ellos solamente son niños.
And he said, somebody's got to go with them.
Alguien tiene que ir con ellos.
A wealthy doctor.
Y este doctor rico.
And he said, I will.
Dijo, yo voy.
And he got back to the truck and he started lifting up the kids into the truck.
Él empezó a ayudar también a subir a los niños.
And when the truck was full,
y cuando la troca se llenó,
he climbed the ladder
él se subió sobre las escaleras
and got into the truck.
Y se subió también a la troca.
When they pulled up to the concentration camp, they began to load the children into the gas chamber. He got off first and would lift the kids down one at a time. And then he held their hand and he walked into the gas chamber. And he sat down and he reached out his arms. And the kids gathered to him and he wrapped his arms around as many of them as possible. And they opened up a hole in the ceiling and they dropped down the gas and slew them all. But he couldn't imagine that they would have to die alone. And he gave his life so they would be comforted in that last moment. That somebody
esa paz en ese momento, que
loved them.
Los amó.
They may not be gassing people today, but I tell you, there is a world. There is a world outside of our doors. There's a world down the street that you live on. In the community you represent. They're looking just for somebody to love them. Somebody to say, hey, I know a way out though. I know a way that God can rescue you. Amen. If you don't do it, stop the music for a second.
Para la música por un momento.
If I don't do it,
si yo no lo hago,
who's responsible?
¿Quién es responsable?
Say, well, I can't be a witness.
Diciendo que yo no puedo ser un el que testifica.
The whole purpose of God doing
todo
what God's done in your life
de Dios, lo que Dios ha hecho en tu vida,
is so you will.
Es para que tú,
ye shall be witnesses.
Seas un testigo.
What if you're in the middle of a battle?
¿Qué tal si estás en medio
what
de una
if you're
pelea?
In the middle of chaos?
Estás en medio de un desastre.
Say it anyway.
Dilo de todas maneras.
Amen. I believe God's a healer.
Yo creo que
I
Dios es un sanador.
We're going to go sometime probably this week and have to bury my son's mother-in-law.
La suegra de mi hijo.
And I want to declare to you,
y yo quiero decirte
God's
aquí,
a healer.
Dios puede sanar.
Amen. God can choose to heal anybody,
Dios
anytime,
puede sanar
anywhere.
A quien sea, en todo momento, donde sea.
If he did it for her, if he did it for this one or that
si
one or the other,
por él, por ella, por el otro,
God can do it for you.
Dios también lo puede hacer por ti.
Amen. I hope
espero
in these few moments,
en estos momentos,
amen, I got you to think about your salvation,
te haya puesto a pensar en tu salvación,
your hope in Christ,
tu esperanza en Cristo,
differently.
De otra manera.
It's not just about
no es solamente
you.
No se trata solamente de ti.
He saves you.
Él te salva a ti.
To turn the light on where you live.
Para que tú prendas la luz donde tú vives.
Amen. And then you reach out to somebody else and they turn the light on.
Y luego tocas a otra persona y esa persona prende la luz.
And then they turn the light on.
Y luego ellos prenden la luz.
And they turn the light
y luego
on.
Ellos también prenden la luz.
You know what? If Elkhart had revival,
si Elkhart tuviera avivamiento,
there'd be no more suicides.
No había más suicidios.
There'd be no more addiction.
No habrá más adicciones.
I don't believe there'd be any more alcoholism.
No habrá más alcoholismo.
Amen. If all of us turn our light on,
si todos nosotros prendiéramos nuestra
amen,
luz,
and the light began to roll through our community,
empezaría a darse por toda nuestra
wow,
comunidad.
What a great thing
wow,
God could
algo
do.
Sería lo que Dios puede hacer.
What a great thing God could do.
Grandes cosas podría
not
hacer
you.
El Señor. No tú.
You're not responsible
tú
for
no
saving.
Eres responsable por salvar.
It's just your job to turn the light
es
on.
Solamente prender tu luz un poco más.
Amen. I'm calling to you.
Estoy llamando.
Sometimes preachers are designed
los predicadores fueron diseñados
to make you a little uncomfortable.
Para hacerte sentir un poco incómodo.
I'm trying my best
estoy haciendo lo más
to make
que puedo
you a little uncomfortable
para hacerte sentir incómodo
if you're not turning the light on.
Por si no estás prendiendo la luz.
Amen. God then
Dios
is calling
está llamando
for you.
A ti.
Let me say it again.
Déjamelo digo otra vez.
God's calling for you.
Dios está llamando a ti.
Amen. Would you take just a moment?
¿Puedes tomar un momento?
When I had my first car, it had an AM radio.
Mi carro, el primero que tuve, tenía un radio.
And you had to kind of find the station.
Y tenías que buscar la estación.
Y'all have no clue. You just hit a
ustedes
button
no
or
saben de qué significa,
whatever. You young whippersnappers up front here, all of you young
todos
whippersnappers.
Ustedes son de generación
you have no idea what I'm talking about.
No saben de qué estoy hablando.
We used to have to find
teníamos
the channel.
Que buscar
especially
el canal,
when you're driving around.
Especialmente cuando estás manejando.
And you'd lose the channel and you'd
y
get up and get a hold
canal,
of the radio.
Y cuando
and you'd have
radio,
to adjust it to try and keep on that channel.
Buscando el canal.
Amen. Digital don't work
digital,
that way, but you
no
had to then.
Manera.
It may work on, let's do it this way. On cell phones, you ever been out of signal? And you go, hello,
cuando
can you hear me?
Teléfono,
hello, can you hear me? And they not be able
hola,
to hear you?
Hola.
Get in tune with God.
Ponte en línea con el Señor.
Adjust your radio.
Ajusta tu radio.
Get somewhere where there's good
ponte
signal.
Ponte alguien en un lugar donde tenga buena señal.
Look at the bars of your spiritual life.
Del bar de tu vida espiritual.
How many bars do you have?
Barras tienes?
Amen. I would bet there's somebody in the room.
Que hay alguien aquí.
And you ain't got any bars.
Que no tiene ninguna barra.
Amen. You ain't been looking
no
at your bar, your spiritual
tu teléfono,
bars,
tu bar espiritual
in a long time.
En un buen tiempo.
Amen. I'm talking to you.
Te estoy hablando a ti.
Amen. All along.
Todo ese tiempo.
All along,
todo ese tiempo,
God's been calling for you.
Dios te ha estado llamando.
All along,
todo ese tiempo,
He's been speaking.
Él ha estado hablando.
You just haven't been listening.
Simplemente tú no has escuchado.
He's been telling you, I can be with you. I can fight with you.
Yo puedo pelear
I
contigo.
Can lead you and guide you.
Yo te puedo guiar.
Amen. It's an old song, and I'm not asking them to sing
vieja,
it.
No te estoy pidiendo que
but
la cantes.
It says, open the eyes of my heart,
abre
Lord.
Los ojos, mis
Amen.
Ojos, Señor.
Let me tune in to you.
Y déjame
Amen. Y'all can play.
Contigo.
I want us to bow our heads just for a moment.
Quiero que agachemos nuestras cabezas por un
I know
momento.
You've been standing for a few minutes,
sé que han
and I
estado
apologize.
Parados por unos minutos, lo lamento.
Amen. Would you, everybody in this room,
todos
just pause
este
for a
cuarto,
moment?
Pausen por un momento.
And say,
y digan,
God, I want to be in tune.
Dios, quiero estar en línea contigo.
If you're speaking, I want to hear.
Si estás hablando a mí.
If you're turning on the light, do that in my heart.
Prende la luz de mi corazón.
Let my heart be lit by your spirit.
Mi corazón ser guiado por tu espíritu.
Let my heart be filled with
deja
your presence.
Mi espíritu, que mi corazón sea lleno de tus bendiciones.
God do a work in me.
Dios trabaja en mí.
I pray.
Yo oro.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
God, I thank you for that.
Dios te doy gracias por ello.
I trust you for
yo
that.
Confío en ti.
In Jesus' great name.
En el nombre poderoso de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe somebody in the room prayed that prayer.
Hay alguien aquí que haya orado esa oración.
Honestly.
Honestamente.
And if you did,
y si lo has hecho.
I'm telling you, God's been listening to you for
Dios
a long
te va a escuchar.
Time. God's been hearing you.
Y Dios te ha escuchado.
He's just trying to get you to hear him.
Solamente él quiere que tú le escuches.
Amen. I thank God that one day
yo le doy gracias a Dios
que algún día I tuned in to God. Let him speak into my life. And it changed me. And it will change you. Amen. Let me say it one more time. I've preached all over the world and all kinds of cultures. And all of them came to God the same way. Because they believed that
porque
Jesus was a light
que Jesucristo era la luz
to the whole world
para todo el mundo.
And that he wanted to light their lives.
Que Dios quería iluminar sus vidas.
Amen. Life changing. It's life changing.
Es algo que cambia la vida.
Amen. I know we're going to have to break and there's meal and I told them we'd be done and be down there. David's going to get baptized
David
down
se
there.
Va a bautizar.
But I want you to hear me before we go.
Pero quiero que escuchen esto antes de que nos vayamos.
Amen. God loves you.
Dios te ama.
If you came in without that idea,
si viniste con esa idea de que Dios no te
came
ama,
in with some other idea,
viniste con otras ideas.
I just want you to know God loves
quiero
you.
Que sepas que
God wants to fill you with his presence. God wants to lead and guide you. Amen. Out of darkness into his marvelous light. Somebody help me and say amen. Amen. There's all kinds of ways that you can get connected. We've got groups meeting around on different nights. You can meet with our young people meet. Our young marrieds meet. Even for some of the olders, we have meetings at our house for the sages. Amen. There's opportunities to connect with somebody. Amen. And walk with somebody towards God. If you're not connected, tap somebody next to you and say, hey, I'd like to get connected. Amen. I need a friend to help me walk this way. Amen. Be the greatest thing you've ever done in your life is to connect with somebody with faith. Amen. And walk with them towards God. Amen. How many of us had somebody that walked with us towards God when we first came to the Lord? Amen. So many of us, that's the way God uses
people.
So we're thankful that you're here. I hope that you'll stay with us and go downstairs and eat. Celebrate David's baptism. Amen. All kinds of great food. Great fellowship. And if you've got a question, I'm going to come around and greet you. And you can ask. I'll be glad to help or connect you, however we can do that. Amen. Somebody go with you towards God. Amen. Amen. So one more time, we're going to pray in dismissal. And we're going to pray a blessing over the food downstairs. Amen. And we're going to have a great time today.